Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Get more points. Come on. Come on, boys. That's it. Watch the fiber. Soften it up. Sports.
This is Sports Sunday.
Jokic has it. Clock ticks. Gonna put one up. Jokic for the win. It's good. Jokic got it off in time.
With Rashawn Taylor and Joe Fisher.
First and goal. Mahomes flings it.
It's there. Hartman. Jackpot. Kansas City.
On the Odyssey app.
Hate me or love me. You watched. That's all you could do.
And 1080. The Fan.
Woo! Welcome into Sports Sunday. Joe Fisher. Rashawn Taylor? No Rashawn Taylor today. But we do got Jordan Schultz across the glass. What's up, Jordan?
What up? Happy Sunday.
Yes, yes. This is quite a wet Sunday.
Again. Not the good kind of wet either.
But there is a reason to be optimistic, my friend.
Well, there is a good kind of, like, Oregon wet day. Like, I'm serious. Like,
not about the weather. That's not the reason to be optimistic.
I like walking out the door and seeing, like, a few drops. Like, you smell that rain in the air, but you're not feeling it just pouring on you. No, that's what this morning was, and it sucked driving in. Happy to be here.
Yeah, that's what yesterday was. I went and got some golf in yesterday at Old Glendevere.
Oh, hell yeah.
And it was one of those, like you were saying, it was like, it drizzled here and there. There was a heavy drizzle, but it wasn't thick raindrops that are just pouring on you the entire time.
You can comfortably drink a beer and just enjoy it. Yeah.
It was nice. But no, the reason to be optimistic is because we have made it to daylight savings time.
Yay. I hate this day.
Why?
Because I'm tired. I'm so in the groove, you know, like getting sleep, feeling normal. And then every single year, and we have the debate every single year when this day happens, like, why don't we just end this whole thing?
Yeah. Yeah. it is a valid point. But as a man who has caught the golfing bug over the last few years, I just know that days are longer. Therefore, you can golf longer now.
You know, that's true. I guess you're living in Oregon. The light isn't really that great most times of the year, so we do take advantage of that whole daylight saving thing. But you could just live in a place like Arizona, Vegas, SoCal, closer to the equator, where they got a lot more light.
You know,
if you're that into golf, and I'm not saying you should move, but priorities in life, like as you get older, you're going to try to squeeze every bit of this day out of, you know, whatever time golfing on the course that you can. Like, why not just spend time in a place where it's light out for like 18 hours a day?
Joey, pack your bags. We're abandoning our life here in Oregon. We're going to Arizona, buddy. Permanently. Hey, I will say, though, that this weather, I feel like Oregon is trying to give us that one last little, like, here's this rain, here's this SE weather. Because yeah. I don't know if you saw the forecast for this weekend, my man.
Oh, but, I did.
Oh, dear God. We're hitting 70s.
I'm going to the beach next Sunday after Sports Sunday. I'm stoked.
Let me pull this up because it's almost like looking at porn at this point, looking at the weather forecast when it's this nice.
If you're comparing the weather to porn, we're officially getting old.
Right?
Yeah, seriously, I'm like, wow, never thought I'd make that comparison, but I kind of agree.
68 on Friday.
Rub those
71
nipples,
on
Joe.
Saturday. Oh! 71 on Saturday, 70 on Sunday, 71 on Monday. And it looks like we dip back into the 60s on Tuesday.
And that makes it, I don't know if you saw the, because it usually how it works here in the Valley, when it gets a little bit warmer in the Valley, it warms up a bit on the coast as well. 65 on Friday in Lincoln City, 64 on Saturday. I'm loving all this. We're coming up roses here in the Rose City today, Joe.
Yeah, I'm so stoked. So stoked.
Wow, I just made a dad joke too. Roses in the Rose City. I'm just aging myself every minute.
I love this time of year.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, my son's birthday is on the 16th, so it makes it automatically one of my favorite times of year.
Oh, that's
but
cool.
But it's March Madness is starting to creep up.
Uh-huh.
Daylight savings time. We get that extra hour of sunlight back, which means I can golf longer. The weather's starting to show signs of like, hey, it's not so depressing outside anymore.
We got an early spring this year, too, right? Yeah. The groundhog did see its shadow. No, did not see its shadow, excuse me.
Isn't Punxsutawney Phil, like, a load of crap at this point? Like, as far as, like, his betting, like, oh, yeah, it's still winter. Or, oh, no, we still got more, or we're done with winter. Like, his, like, success rate isn't that good at all.
You slip it in like as a PETA representative here, or you like...
No, as a gambling representative.
Oh,
here.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's very rare, I feel like. I think if you go, you always see him seeing his shadow. So Punxsutawney Phil, when he doesn't see his shadow, it's a rare event. I don't think he does that every single year.
Yeah, it's someone, according to the Storm Facts Almanac.
Hell yeah. Dude, we're talking more weather. This is fantastic.
How about that weather? It's classic. Classic conversation starter, even on the radio. Hey, how's it going today? Good. Man,
that weather outside.
How about that weather, huh?
I guess listeners are finding out Joe and I really don't like each other that much because we're doing elevator weather talk. I'm kidding.
But so
this is how it goes in the elevator every time.
If there was a water cooler in here, I'd be leaning up against it right now, just talking to you.
So you get those sandals out for the nice sun this weekend?
Make sure you have those reports in by 11, please.
Thank you, sir. Will do. Yeah. Will do. Hey, grabbing lunch later? All right. Good weather outside.
All right. See you out there. If you could... if we could circle back on this later and make sure that we're executing this report, please.
That'd be great.
That'll really appease the shareholders. Okay.
You come in early on Sunday for the show. That'd be great.
That'd be great. Storm Facts Almanac says that Punxsutawney Phil has a 39% accuracy rate.
Okay, two out of five ain't bad. That'll keep you in the majors, right? That'll actually win you a batting title in the majors. That's pretty good.
I mean, quite honestly, I think they need to taxiderm Phil for this. I mean, 39% accuracy rate? Like, we're still dependent on this guy?
Taxiderm him? So you just say and poke him out of the hole with a stick once he passes? I think they changed the beaver, bro.
No, we need to... He needs to be stuffed at this point.
The Punxsutawney...
We're done with Phil.
The Punxsutawney from 65 is not the one now. You're just saying put him up like in a museum and we'll never do this again? Is that what you're kind of getting at?
I mean, listen, with a 39% accuracy rate, I would expect better out of Phil. Like,
well, how accurate are human meteorologists, I guess? But do we have a sports almanac for that?
I guess it depends on where you're at. I mean, I mean, honestly, yesterday... Going out golfing yesterday, every single tee box, it was like different weather.
That's Oregon.
It was like tee box number one. It was like, all right, a little chilly, a little windy. Tee box number two. All right, now there's some rain. Tee box number three. All right, the clouds have parted. Tee box number four. Now the rain is back. Number five. Like, it was so bipolar yesterday with the weather. It was insane.
Climate pockets, baby. We live right in it.
We got to hole 50. It was like it was fine basically the entire round, but we got to hole 15 and then the rain wanted to give us a run for our money. And it was just like, really, dude, like we're all the way at the end here at hole 15. And this is when you want to make yourself known.
I mean, the wind was so bad yesterday, at least in Wilsonville, half of the power lights were out. So, or the traffic lights, excuse me. So the power to all those lights was just, I don't know. It took them at least 3 hours to get it back, but I just went on a walk and tried to enjoy the day outside like you did, just without the golf clubs.
Got get blown away.
You know, and that was, I had a hoodie on, and I'm like, ooh, my ears are still cold because it's blowing inside the big old hoodie here. It's like a balloon.
Wow, what a beautiful day! Getting pulled away in the hurricane.
I'm like the guy from Up, yeah.
What was it? And then after the round, so at Glendevere Golf Course, they have a Von Ebert Brewing, like, right next to it. So,
Oh, yeah. Good place to go.
As is tradition, when we play there, we just go and stop off to Von Ebert, get a beer, get lunch, and finish our day there.
Yeah.
And we kept looking outside, and it's like we were looking at the tee box for, because Glendevere has two different courses, a west course and an east course.
Okay. And so, I've been out there for so long.
The east course tee boxes, the first and the 10th, they're like right by Von Ebert's window. So you can like see, you can watch people teeing off as you're eating your lunch. That's fun too. If you can see a tee box from where you're sitting, your lunch, you can be like, oh, this guy's going to pipe one. This one, I think this guy knows. This guy is going to hit a bad shot. Like, and you try to predict who's going to hit a good tee shot and who doesn't. But
you know who has, like, you feel those eyes on your back. So you know who, like, has their eyes on you from that window if you're teeing off. Yeah. You're like, ugh.
Yeah. But we kept looking out there. We were like, man, it looks pretty nice. We can maybe slide another 18. I don't know. And then literally 2 minutes later, sideways rain, pouring, wind. It'd be like, maybe not. Another 2 minutes pass. Looks like it cleared up out there. I don't know. I don't know about you guys if we could do it. Then 2 minutes pass. I think we're good. No.
How long does 18 take for you usually?
4 hours.
Yeah, that's kind of, it sounds about average. So
yeah, four and a half. That is a great sign, because when I first started getting out golfing, it was like 5 to 5.5.
Oh, that's where I'm at still. I'm terrible. You've seen my swing. It needs work.
Because we are just, we were just hacking out there. But no, it was good. It was a good day. We had a good little round. We had one of my buddies out there that he had never golfed a regular, like, full 18 course before. It's always been like par 3 courses or 9 holes.
Or like the children's course. Or, you know, which
Which is a par 3 out there in Clackamas.
They make you feel good if you go golf at those on the regular.
You feel dialed in.
Yeah, baby.
So that was his first round, and he held his own, kept pace, got himself his first par, like on a par 4.
Good for him.
Had some nice shots out there. Shout out my boy Tan. It was a great little day. Great little day. But yeah, today's weather was a little bit humbling, but again, we are almost there.
Dude, it's close.
We are so close.
The basketball season is almost over, which means baseball is actually getting started. And I don't know, for me, I'm more excited about watching the Mariners outside as opposed to like going to watch the Blazers anywhere. So that's just me, though.
Yeah, I also got the first Timbers date locked in.
Ooh, yeah, regular season just opened up.
Praying that that's not a rainy day. Knock on marble.
But you've got a nice cover area in the Timbers. Like they really do. The Timbers seats where all the fans are, they got a nice like little overhang. I mean, it doesn't matter where you sit on the old side or the new. I don't think it's still the KeyBank Club, but wherever that is, like that club area, dude, it's plush.
Yeah, I don't know where we're sitting, but just prayers that it's a dry day out there. We got sports stuff today. Ready to get sportsy?
Yes. Yeah, we got a lot. There's a lot on the freaking docket. NFL moves, yeah. NBA games that were stupid yesterday. Yeah.
Yeah, we got a lot of NFL stuff to go over. Got a couple running backs that I want to do a little pick your brain on who you would rather have on your team. ESPN, it's never too early for college football. So ESPN came out with their top 10 starters of the 2024 college football season. So I want to look at that.
I love this.
We have two of the biggest enemies in college sports right now. And ESPN and national NBA media are starting to do something that has really pissed me off. And we'll get to that in the second hour. If you want to interact with the show, Vancouver Ford text line. If you don't already have it saved in your contact list, shame on you. But here is the number, 503-864-6326. That's 503-864-6FAN. All text to the fan via the Vancouver 4 text line. Your dollar goes further at Vancouver 4. They treat you right. When, Jordan?
Before, during, and after the sale. And after is the most important part, because you drive off the lot, you think you're done dealing with them. You're never done dealing with the dealership, and Vancouver Ford will help you after you leave.
It's Nobody awesome. Likes a sales guy that makes the sale, then you don't ever hear from him again. Whenever you call the store or, you know, try to reach out to him, the dude is basically dead.
Or like when we get their cell phone number from them and they say, hey,
communication has ceased.
Yeah, reach out to me for anything. And then like a month later, they don't work there. God, yeah. No, Vancouver Ford does not do that to you.
So visit Vancouver Ford in person or go to visitvancouverford.com. We are also on the YouTubes this morning, or Twitch for the younger generation.
Yeah, we're Fortnite-ing against each other right now on Twitch.
Listen, my kids' friends now think I am much cooler after I told them. I was like, hey, you can tell them I'm on Twitch. What? You're on Twitch? Are you kidding me? Are you on Discord? I'm like, no, dude. God.
Discord, God. You can't stream on Discord. You can, but it's stupid. And Discord's more for chatting.
So catch us there. Catch us on the socials at JoeFish3, FISCH. And on the air, Jordan.
Dang, nailed it, dude.
JORDON, the Don.
My dad came up with that one.
On the air, Dad, coming up with the clutch Twitter.
He's like, this is a really good name for you. And I'm like, okay, I kind of see it.
Okay, Pops. I respect it. Let's get into it, though. We had a lot of stuff go down in the NFL over this weekend, a lot of transactions. I feel like it would just be good to go over all the important ones, get some instant reactions to what we saw in the NFL. Guys staying in their current teams and locker rooms, guys finding new homes. We get to all of it here next. Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
First of all, let's do a quick shout-out to this city. Because I feel like, you know, me especially, I like to dunk on the city and just say we're a bunch of losers that don't want anything nice. And we're always just complaining about how bad everything is. I mean, I do that sometimes.
Yeah, I'm a complainer.
I complain about the people complaining. That's my biggest problem. As I say, quit your bitching. Let's do something about it. Let's get an MLB team. That'll fix all, right?
Well, I don't know about that.
I'll change everything.
Yeah, yeah. It'll make Fairweather Northwest fan into diehard Northwest
fan. Portland
became
the greatest city ever because they got an MLB team.
Wouldn't that be just... Oh, man, that would be the best.
My thesis, Joe Fisher.
My fantasy, yeah. Schulte.
No, I wanted to give a shout-out because me and the lady friend went to a couple good spots Friday and Saturday night for drinks and dinner. And it was four places that I'd never been to because we went drink at one place, dinner at another, and then drink at one place, dinner at another, Friday, Saturday night, respectively. But it was great. I mean, it just made me remember and realize, like, damn, this city just crushes it when it comes to the bar and restaurant scene, man.
When you find the right, like, either Alberta or Mississippi, or were you downtown?
She lives on the east side, okay. So this was kind of like central east side-ish on Friday night, and gosh, I'm trying to think of, like, where it was a little bit, but kind of over by where that, where, like, the Timbers practice facility
yes.
is.
Okay, I know where that is.
A little bit over by there.
I'm familiar with Southeast. I spent a lot of time, like, near 20th and Burnside, that stretch on Burnside. So many good restaurants, I hear you.
Yeah, and then last night was over in the Hawthorne neighborhood, like 39th and Hawthorne, somewhere around there.
Oh, so, like, Cesar Chavez, and yeah, right near that Fred there. Meyer. I got you.
Yeah, the first night was over by, 20th and Burnside there. So, but just went to a couple purveyors, and again, it just made me, you know, I'm like, man, this city rules sometimes.
When it is at its peak, I do remember, like, this is maybe 10 plus years ago, but everybody out on Halloween, you see people smoking joints on the corner. I mean, it really, like, the entire city is out.
Oh, it literally happened last night. I mean, we went and put our names in at the restaurant and started to walk away, and we were just kind of figuring out, it's like, okay, where do we want to go to get a drink beforehand? And then, what's that wafting over my way?
The smell of Portland, Oregon.
Yeah, right. That is the types of trees burning that I don't mind in Oregon.
And thankfully, they don't mind it in the NFL anymore either, it sounds like.
Yeah, it doesn't. Well, they shouldn't. Anywhere in the country. But
no.
What they do care about in the NFL is where players are going. Who's getting money? Who's getting the bag? And we have a couple transactions to go over because the NFL offseason has officially begun. Like, it is the oven is heating up. Like, things are happening. Things are cooking. The biggest one, I would say, Chris Jones. He gets his bag. And Jordan, you had to inform me of how big this bag was. Because, yes, it was $95 million. But he gets a fully guaranteed $95 million to stay with the Kansas City Chiefs. And good on them to lock him up because he is clearly integral to that team. He was the most important part to that Super Bowl win. But man, a full guaranteed $95 million for a defensive tackle, you just don't see it that often.
Yeah, the fourth most guaranteed money given to an active defensive player in the NFL right now. So this is, we're talking serious cash. He has the chance to get more than $96, $95 million, but that is the guaranteed amount, and I believe that is all coming to him in just the first 3 years of that five-year deal. So it shakes out to be a five-year, $95 million guarantee. And that, I mean, you're talking close to Aaron Donald money. And the Chiefs realize, guess what? We've got a couple of players that are going into free agency that basically saved Pat Mahomes and the lackluster offense during the regular season. They did not play great for 17 games. They didn't play like they did in the Super Bowl for the entire regular season. And then the offensive side of the ball. And obviously Andy Reid's like, okay, if I don't re-sign these guys, we're going down quickly. And he's not done yet. They are so smart in Kansas City the way that they've built that team. And we were talking on Dirt and Sprague last week, like, hey, how do you stop the Chiefs? And it's, well, you got to try to sign one of these two guys. And the Chiefs just gave Chris Jones the bag to prevent that. And I'm a fan. And Chris Jones, my God, that dude, I feel like I love watching him as much as Aaron Donald because he just gets through that line every Sunday.
Yeah, he, again, was so integral to that Super Bowl win. I obviously watching the game, you see it, but then I remember, like, a few days after it, looking at some film from the game, someone breaking it down, and it was just, he just caused so many problems for that running game, and it just flustered the hell out of the 49ers. Like, it was
just, put two guys on him.
Yeah, it was, so he gets the bag. Now, the fourth most, you were saying, the most guaranteed for a defensive player, three players, all edge rushers. Nick Bosa, he's got his fully guaranteed at 122.5. His brother got the second most, and then Myles Garrett got $100 million in guaranteed contract there.
We've come a long way to just handing money to the Albert Hainsworth idiot type players of the world that don't want to give this effort to finally figuring out who they should be giving the bag to. I am a big fan of this. I love it when guys that have earned it, especially in the NFL where there isn't a lot of guaranteed money, Joe, get their bag. And hopefully, not just the defensive tackles, but the running backs, the wide receivers, everybody like these quarterbacks are getting big bags, are getting guaranteed money because the NFL, that average career of 4 years, no, that should be guaranteed money over the NBA and MLB. I hate that about the NFL. So I love this.
Now, players have been fighting for that for a long time, and the number one player, according to ESPN, the number one free agent, rather, he stays home with the Chiefs. The next big move that we saw yesterday morning was the Cleveland Browns getting a bona fide number two receiver, and they get Jerry Jeudy from the Denver Broncos, who, like, how are we feeling about Jerry Jeudy at this point? Because when he's good, he's good, but man, he has some dropsies issues sometimes, and then sometimes it looks like he could disappear. Now, whether that was a Russ problem, a quarterback problem over the last few years before they even got Russ. Like, I mean, last year he had 54 catches for 758. 2022, he had 67 catches for 972. So I think everybody's just been waiting for him to pop, and whether this happens with the Browns is yet to be seen. But also, I don't know if Deshaun Watson gives you a lot of optimism, too. Like,
it's true. I hear you.
That's the one thing where I'm like, all right, well, that's great that they got Jerry Jeudy, but who's throwing the ball again? Because the last 2 years that I've seen, he kind of sucks as their quarterback. And I mean, granted, they had four quarterbacks last year, but they were able to get Amari Cooper the ball plenty of times last year. Joe Flacco, obviously, when he stepped in, he played great during the regular season, but Jerry Jeudy, I mean, and what was it? They gave up like a sixth and a seventh pick for him, I want to say. The Browns did. So, I mean, you know, those are players obviously in the draft for rookies that build out the roster, and a fifth and a sixth round, excuse me, went from the Browns to Denver for him. But Browns getting their number two receiver.
I like Jerry Jeudy going
only two
anywhere.
Touchdowns last year. Yeesh.
Well, I like anywhere but Denver for Jerry Jeudy simply because in his 4 years, what has he had? Like Drew Locke, Terry Bridgewater, and Russell Wilson, right? I mean, it's not as hard for wide receivers. You see them hopping around the NFL throughout their careers in all skill levels. I mean, from Jerry Rice down to guys that are maybe near the bottom tier, like you think Antoine Randall-El just filling out rosters back in the day. They can go, they can learn routes. That's not really a big deal. They can just slip into whatever offense. So Jerry Jeudy going to another team is great for him. Can he get a half-decent quarterback to throw him the ball, I think, is the question. Deshaun's been terrible, but maybe they'll offer some more consistency if they do decide to keep Joe Flacco there. So that's really, I hate the word consistency when it comes to sports for players' performance, but as far as the situation goes that he needs to be in, I feel like give the guy a chance to develop somewhere that's not a tumultuous ride every time you walk into the locker room. But can that be Cleveland? This season maybe proved that it is a place that players want to go. I don't know, you get that look on your face, it makes me not so sure.
I'm just looking at some of these numbers. I mean, he has yet to eclipse 1,000 yards in his four seasons. His rookie year, and this again goes back to probably just being a quarterback issue, he was targeted 113 times and only got 52 receptions.
Okay, so that's partly him. As you said, he drops the ball a lot, but once again, that was Drew Locke and like Ripon. Who else was their quarterback throughout that season? They had a bunch of guys throwing him the ball. That was an inconsistent quarterback play throughout the year for sure. For the Denver Broncos, I don't think Nathaniel Hackett was the coach yet. Was it still Fangio in 2020?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, so this has just been, well, coaching move upon coaching move upon coaching move. So trying to get a new quarterback. You talk about the wide receivers easily learning a system wherever they go. Talk about new quarterbacks trying to learn that. Yeah, there's going to be some miscommunications, no matter how good these guys are.
It was Drew Locke. Don't forget about Jeff Driskel. Okay.
Oh, yeah, because his daddy show up
run.
For the game? Yeah, he got some run. There was
he
a big
got some
deal
run there, yeah.
On ESPN SportsCenter about Jeff Driskel one Sunday. I remember that.
If anything, the one thing that bodes well for Jerry Jeudy is being in the same wide receiver room as Amari Cooper, who is one of, if not the best route runner in the NFL.
And we're not talking about Jerry Jeudy being like a star, right? You said he's the perfect number two for Cleveland. And I agree, because they probably need an extra wide receiver. It's the best fit. If you get Nick Chubb back, and wherever you go with the quarterback, Joe Flacco or elsewhere, I hope it's not Deshaun Watson. But I mean, outside of like three free agents, who else are you going to bring in? Gardner Minshew? I don't know. That might be a better option for some Cleveland fans than Deshaun Watson. So if Jeudy can get somebody decent thrown to him for like two straight years, I think it's going to go good for him.
And David Njoku had a pretty solid year last year
as well.
He seems like he's been in the league for 15 years, but isn't even like 30 or something like that.
He was one of my fantasy tight ends. I loved him at the end of the season. Was like, yes, score again, baby.
Dude, I remember earlier in the year when he had the, was it like a, chemical burns or something on his fit. Do you remember that?
I do. Was it like, I don't know if it was a firework or if it was, yeah, like he was cooking and something happened and he came in with a mask.
And he is, like I said, I feel like David Njoku has been in the league for like 10 years and is still not even 30 years old. He's only 27. By the time he'll be 28 when the league starts, but like that dude is entering like peak physical form already, and I feel like he has been in the league forever. So,
and he injured himself in a bonfire, but obviously came back to play amazing the rest of the year. Maybe that bonfire was exactly what he needed. Obviously not seriously, but
it lit him on fire on the field.
It really did, because if you look at his performance before that happened,
he was burning defenses at that point.
More dad jokes. I love it. This is just, we'll just call this the dad joke hour with Joe and Schulte. My God.
And then a little bit move here, but relevant for this part of the country. Tyler Lockett staying in Seattle 2 years, $30 million, $13 million of that guaranteed. What's interesting about Seattle, though, right now is Mike McDonald said the other day that he will not commit to Geno Smith as their starting quarterback just yet.
Yeah, first to address the Lockett move, I love that because that keeps his cap hit. They were going to take like a $26 or $27 million cap hit.
I love
hit
Tyler
for him.
Lockett. That dude is so damn consistent.
Exactly. Ditto. And to keep him in town, avoiding that cap hit, what it does, it gives a positive for the Seahawks to allow him to get a cheaper number on their cap. And it also gives a positive for Tyler Lockett giving him out of that deal. It was like 2 years, $34 million non guaranteed. Now he gets $13 million guaranteed, plus the ability to make all of that $34 million with incentives. So good on the Seahawks here. And as far as the quarterback throwing to him, this is the situation that we thought, Joe, that Seattle was going to be in. This is why they signed Geno Smith to the deal that they did. Everybody, when they gave him that bag of 3 years, $75 million, everyone's initially like, okay, a good deal. But actually, it was an even better deal than the surface said for the Seahawks, because they were able to get out from Geno after just 1 year and $28 million. They've been awesome to Geno Smith. I think they guaranteed him $13 million earlier this month, or earlier in the month of February. And then if they hit a certain day by the end of March, they will have to take like another $20 million cap hit. And that will be the day that we will see them make a move by. It's interesting. There's quarterbacks on the market, but Geno's a good on the fence guy right now. And if you can't go into the draft and trade up, like, what are you doing if you're Seattle after you missed on Anthony, or you decided not to take Anthony Richardson last year, so you miss on that opportunity? You go defense, you go Smith and Jigba along with Witherspoon. I love those moves, but now it's time to use that draft capital to build at the quarterback position. So whether or not it's this year or next year, it's going to happen. And what does Schneider do? Essentially, he looks at this group coming out of the draft. He looks at next year's group that you kind of see predictions coming out of the draft. And you're like, all right, who do I want to key in on now? And if they like somebody this year, that's what they're going to do, I think, simply put.
Well, we all know who the offensive coordinator is for the Seahawks now, Ryan Grubb.
Do yes,
they
bring
we do. A Seattle quarterback back to Seattle and Michael Penix? I think that would be really interesting if they drafted Michael Penix to see what happens there with the Seahawks. All right, we're going to take a break, go over a couple more of these transactions and a couple running backs that are hitting the market, and who would you rather prefer to be running the ball for your team? We get to that next year. Sports Sunday. George Schulte, SportsCenter update. You know, young Will Ortner has been thrown out over the past few days that he could take a punch from Mike Tyson. Man, after watching UFC last night, if there's one type of blood sport fighting I would like not want to take, is taking a knee to the face. There was a moment in the main event last night between Sean O'Malley and Chito Vera where I almost want to find the audio to pull it for you, because it, like, the sound it makes when that knee makes contact, it is like seriously a, and it just echoed throughout the arena. Just one of those, oh my God.
Almost like a gunshot.
Dude.
A skull hitting a kneecap.
It was, and then after the fight, you know, they're doing the post-fight interviews, and you can just see that part of his face, that cheekbone and that orbital bone, like, it was just swollen as hell. And I was like, that dude has a straight-up hematoma on there. Like, that is...
Probably broke his eye socket, too. My God.
The guy that threw the knee, Sean O'Malley, he even said, he's like, I felt something break and something pop. Like, and he's the one who threw the knee. Like,
so on his knee, he's, oh my God, that's disgusting.
Dude, it was brutal.
Why do I, like, want to go watch, like, clips of just these harrowing injuries or bad things happening, but then when we describe them on the air, I just want to vomit. I don't know.
I don't know how this guy ate that chin, and he ended up finishing the fight. They went five rounds, and he took so many jabs to the face and got a hit with a right hook. I was like, oh my God, how's this guy's... still alive at this point.
Tougher than I am. I mean, it doesn't need to be stated. I'm a wussy, but...
I think I could take a knee to the face of Sean O'Malley.
No. I'm going to pull that for you. God.
Will, I love you, buddy. I usually stand up for Will for being the young guy in the... listen, I don't really have a lot of room to talk. I'm claiming I can run the 5-2-7, which I can. But taking a punch from Mike Tyson... versus me running a 5-2-7-40. I mean, one of these things is not like the other, okay?
Yeah. I'm trying to think of, like, a good comparison for him to understand that this isn't going to work. But, like, I think of, like, older boxers and older people. Like, if I were in the 90s making this bet, it'd be like, well, I bet that I could take a punch from George Foreman. Like, no, you couldn't. The hell are you talking about? And then now 30 years later, Mike Tyson's the one getting older. I mean, eventually it's going to be Floyd Mayweather that everybody says they could take a punch from. It's ridiculous.
I still do have to get some cleats, though, so I can start my training for my 40-yard dash. Start making some those exercises where you jump really high and then do the stretches of the quads and thighs. And
now, you said you could run it in less than 5.3 or 5.27
specifically.
I think that that's way the hell more doable than taking a punch from Mike freaking Tyson.
I believe so, too.
At any age. He could be 80. That dude, literally, it is his job to throw punches. I would not want to try to hit a pitch off of a 57-year-old Jamie Moyer, or however the hell old he is now. The guy's getting old, right? He pitched until he was 49. He's got to be hitting like 65 now. I still wouldn't want to face him. God.
Listen, I don't have a good segue for this other than our guy McCorkle is on the move.
Oh, good old McCorkle Jones.
McCorkle Jones, affectionately known as Mac. I cannot believe that it took us all this time to figure this out just last week, that Mac Jones's middle name is McCorkle.
And that is basically what he goes by, Mac.
It's not even, like, cool. Like, it's not even, like, Malcolm or, I mean...
McCorkle is a very down south name. It almost hits like the Jim Bob, like, vein in my head, right? Like, it's like, dude, you are kind of out there if you're naming your kid McCorkle. Is it religious?
I'm still shook.
Yeah, is it like an old family name? Yeah. Text us into the Vancouver Ford text line if you've ever heard the name McCorkle before. Mac McCorkle freaking Jones.
Michael McCorkle Jones, the full name. Michael McCorkle, he is on the move. He is going to be with the Jacksonville Jaguars. And, boy, I was looking at it this morning. Speaking of the Jaguars, their starting quarterback, Trevor Lawrence, he is the last bastion of hope for that 2021 draft class, because within that first round, you had Trevor Lawrence, number one overall, Zach Wilson, number two overall, Trey Lance, third overall, Justin Fields at 11th overall, and the reports are looking like he might be taking the same route as Mac Jones, where he goes to be a backup somewhere. Like, his trade market has just plummeted over the last few months. And now Mac Jones, the 15th overall pick to the Patriots. That is terrible. Like, four misses in the first 15 picks of quarterbacks. And Trevor Lawrence is on thin ice probably going into this year, too. I mean, the way that their season ended, he has his flashes, and yeah, he is clearly the best out of all those guys and can, you know, whip that ball in there. But Mac Jones going back home, McCorkle to back up Trevor Lawrence for a, what was it, a sixth round pick? Is that what I've been hearing in the update?
A sixth round pick. Basically nothing. The fact that they were able to get something for him, I think we heard they weren't going to get more than a fifth round pick for him. I guess that's a win for New England, right?
Yeah, I guess. Well, you get rid of McCorkle Jones.
But they took him with the 15th pick in the 2021 draft. So just because he had a good year out of Alabama. I guess, seriously, having one good season at Alabama as a quarterback will get you in the first round in the NFL draft, which, in my opinion, is stupid because there are so many better Pac-12 quarterbacks in the NFL. There's so many more in the NFL. Yeah, the SEC has a ton of football players, ton of dudes, defense, offensive line, tight ends, wide receivers, skill positions. Yes, but when it comes to quarterback, teams got to look at that Pac-12, man. Aaron Rodgers, all the way back from Cal. Like, there's just so many good names at the quarterback position from the Pac-12 as compared to the SEC. And you just think of the younger guys, like all the ones you just listed. Then Bryce Young thrown in there, too, another guy from Alabama. It's just a mess.
How about this? We talked about Jerry Jeudy in that first segment. Jerry Jeudy, 2020 draft from Alabama, 15th overall. Mac Jones, 2021 NFL draft from Alabama, 15th overall.
Hmm.
So in basically 24 hours, back-to-back Bama busts get traded to a new home.
I mean,
the jury's still out on Jerry, but... Yeah.
He's only 24, and that is so young as a wide receiver in the NFL.
I mean, Mac Jones, your chances of a starting quarterback job in the NFL are basically done at this point, unless you somehow become like a Geno Smith and you're able to find your way onto a team in 6 years. And then it's like, oh, hell, Mac Jones, he looks a hell of a lot better now. But I doubt that.
Well, maybe if he could get rid of the ball just a little bit faster. No, I can't stand watching Mac Jones play. Hopefully I never have to see him grace an NFL field again.
Maybe if he went by McCorkle and, you know, just had a little bit of put his pride aside and his ego and just embraced the McCorkle in him, that he would have been able to play a little bit looser.
And this is big
and not try to be so cool with a name like Mac
from Alabama. Mac from Alabama.
That's way too.
Hi, Mac.
That's way too much pressure you're putting on yourself to be called Mac Jones. Who? Mac Jones.
Well, and another big part of this story too is the fact that with this move, New England is officially signifying that they are moving on. And I don't think they're just going to hand the reins to Bailey freaking Zappi. They're taking a quarterback. It's going to be a big one. One of the first three or four available, whether or not they want to try to trade up to get somebody else. They don't have to. They can just let somebody fall to them since they've got such a high pick. But this officially now starts the new quarterback era under Gerard Mayo in New England. It's going to be tasty in 2024.
Yeah, you wonder if they will just stand pat at third overall. You see what I did there?
Ah, God, the dad joke. Dude, every segment today.
It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad this morning.
We're nailing it down. Like, it's seriously, we are aging by the minute.
But
nailing that down.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see if they stay at three or if they want to move themselves up to the second overall pick, because that's what happens too, is teams wonder. It's like, oh, well, we really like Drake May and we don't want Washington to grab them at two. Am I spacing? Is Washington's got the two overall pick?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
did I get that wrong?
No, you did not get that wrong.
Like, maybe they love Jaden Daniels and they feel like he will be there at three, or they love him so much that they want to make sure they grab him and they give up a few extra picks to go ahead of Washington for that number two overall pick. But yeah, you're right, Jordan. I think this is, I don't think that the Patriots are going to go to the veteran quarterback route here. I think that they're going to, with a new coach, new head coach, new regime, essentially, new coaching staff, they're going to want to start fresh with a new, young, rookie quarterback.
And don't do the Marvin Harrison Jr. route. Don't do it. It's stupid in New England. You're a cold weather team. You don't need a wide receiver. You need a quarterback.
The Patriots, they need a lot. They need a lot, but they definitely need a quarterback and a franchise quarterback. It's funny, but both those teams in the top three, the Bears and the Patriots, they take quarterbacks a few years ago in the 2021 draft, and now here they are again at the top of the draft looking for a quarterback yet again. All right, it's never too early for college football. Top 10 starters in the college football 2024 season. Already they're making the list on ESPN, but there's someone interesting at the top that we need to make note of. We do that next here, Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Sunday with Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
ESPN already putting out college football rankings of top quarterbacks, and this is fun to go through because there is actually quite a few quarterbacks on this list that we'll want to keep our eye on here in the Pacific Northwest and the West Coast. And it just kills me, too, because it's like, oh, yeah, we should care about these, but oh, wait, we're probably not going to care about them as less because the Pac-12 is dead next year and no longer a thing.
So. I was just making points about Pac-12 quarterbacks, and now I've got to start to get ready for the Big Ten life.
Got to be a Big Ten honk. Got to start repping that Big Ten, baby.
I already saw Tesla out on the road. Credit to them for getting it early. Their duck license plate says B-I-G-D-U-X, Big Ducks. Like, they got that in, like, early.
Well, so, I don't know if that was more so for the Big Ten or the play on words of big.
Well, they did it. They spelled Big Ten B-1-G.
Wait, it said me. Big Ten Ducks?
No. They did the Big Ten. You can do the Big Ten with the B-1-G. Okay. So they didn't do B-I-G. They did B-1-G-D-U-X. So
I got you.
I don't think they're as egotistical about their but maybe they are, and I just missed the joke.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Respectable. Yeah, this top 10 list, it has some interesting names on it. I'll just run through it real quick. At 10, they've got Cam Ward at Miami.
I love that.
The top 10 college football quarterbacks in 2024. Prayers for him, man. Prayers for him in Miami with Mario Cristobal, and they actually take advantage of him and his talent.
Now they're just going to run the ball.
Especially when they don't need to, and then fumble, and then lose a game. Number 9, Cam Rising, Utah. He did not play at all last year, coming back for what seems like his 8th year in college. That will be fun to watch him in essentially his final year at Utah because, yeah, as mentioned, he didn't play last year, and they still had a damn good year, and they'll be in the Big 12 next year. But I think for a while there's going to be this whole like holding on to the nostalgia with some of these teams where we care about them. And Utah is going to be one of those where we look over at them, what they're doing in the Big 12. Some of us rooting for them basically like I feel like there will still be some of that. Like we're going to root for these teams.
Yeah.
When they go to their new conference. I never rooted for them in the Pac-12 because I don't root for the teams that are in my conference. I root for my team. I feel like that's a pretty common sense mindset to have that I want my team to win and I don't really care about the other teams. I don't know. Crazy.
I think we all like to see good players succeed though, right? As long as they're not like the villain, you know, like a Tom Brady or like, I don't want to see Dylan Brooks succeed even as a former Duck. He's turned into an absolute jerk. But more often than not, along with Dylan Gabriel, guys like Cam Rising, guys like Cam Ward, that I kind of feel like are now being exposed around to the national media after we've seen them here on the West Coast and in the PNW, and you know now they're getting more eyes on them. That's what I'm saying. I love this, and to see these guys that we've been familiar with now, the national media and the rest of college sports fandom is getting familiar with it. It's definitely a good thing. Once again, a lot of these guys are probably going to end up in the NFL, Joe.
Yes, and this next one might as well too. Your boy, Shedeur Sanders.
Oh, he is not my boy.
Yeah, you say all the time before every show.
Love me some Shedeur.
Like, dude, did you see what Shedeur did yesterday?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally. No, more so like, did you say? I love what Deion Sanders is doing at Colorado. I don't necessarily love the attitude that his sons have, especially, yes, the NIL world is great. I love guys being able to earn their money. They need that bag. They're getting billions for these schools. But
fired that one off. My bad.
You're good. But like, no breaking news, right?
No.
But there is a point where you really do need to put your nose to the grindstone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know, young Will Ortner has been thrown out over the past few days that he could take a punch from Mike Tyson. Man, after watching UFC last night, if there's one type of blood sport fighting I would like not want to take, is taking a knee to the face. There was a moment in the main event last night between Sean O'Malley and Chito Vera where I almost want to find the audio to pull it for you, because it, like, the sound it makes when that knee makes contact, it is like seriously a, and it just echoed throughout the arena, just one of those oh my god,
almost like a gunshot.
Dude,
a skull hitting a kneecap.
It was, and then after the fight, you know, they're doing the post-fight interviews, and you can just see that part of his face, that cheekbone and that orbital bone, like, it was just swollen as hell. And I was like, that dude has a straight-up hematoma on there. Like, that is...
Probably broke his eye socket, too. My God.
The guy that threw the knee, Sean O'Malley, he even said, he's like, I felt something break and something pop. Like, and he's the one who threw the knee. Like,
his knee, he's, oh my God, that's disgusting.
Dude, it was brutal.
Why do I, like, want to go watch, like, clips of just these harrowing injuries or bad things happening, but then when we describe them on the air, I just want to vomit? I don't know.
I don't know how this guy ate that chin. And he ended up finishing the fight. They went five rounds, and he took so many jabs to the face and got a hit with a right hook. I was like, oh my God, how's this guy still alive at this point?
Tougher than I am. I mean, it doesn't need to be stated. I'm a wussy, but
I think I could take a knee to the face from Sean O'Malley.
No. I'm going to pull that for you. God.
Will, I love you, buddy. I usually stand up for Will for being the young guy in the... listen, I don't really have a lot of room to talk. I'm claiming I can run the 5.27, which I can. But taking a punch from Mike Tyson versus me running a 5.27.40. I mean, one of these things is not like the other, okay?
Yeah. I'm trying to think of, like, a good comparison for him to understand that this isn't going to work. But, like, I think of, like, older boxers and older people. Like, if I were in the 90s making this bet, it'd be like, well, I bet that I could take a punch from George Foreman. Like, no, you couldn't. The hell are you talking about? And then now 30 years later, Mike Tyson's the one getting older. I mean, eventually it's going to be Floyd Mayweather that everybody says they could take a punch from. It's ridiculous.
I still do have to get some cleats, though, so I can start my training for my 40-yard dash. Start making those exercises where you jump really high and then do the stretches of the quads and thighs. And
now, you said you could run it in less than 5.3 or 5.27
specifically.
I think that that's way the hell more doable than taking a punch from Mike freaking Tyson.
I believe so, too.
At any age. He could be 80. That dude, literally, it is his job to throw punches. I would not want to try to hit a pitch off of a 57-year-old Jamie Moyer, or however the hell old he is now. The guy's getting old, right? He pitched until he was 49. He's got to be hitting like 65 now. I still wouldn't want to face him. God.
Listen, I don't have a good segue for this other than our guy McCorkle is on the move.
Oh, good old McCorkle Jones.
McCorkle Jones, affectionately known as Mac. I cannot believe that it took us all this time to figure this out just last week that Mac Jones's middle name is McCorkle.
And that is basically what he goes by, Mac.
It's not even like cool. Like, it's not even like Malcolm or, I mean,
McCorkle. McCorkle is a very down south name. It almost hits like the Jim Bob like vein in my head, right? Like, it's like, dude, you are kind of out there if you're naming your kid McCorkle. Is it religious?
I'm still shook.
Yeah, is it like an old family name? Yeah. Text us into the Vancouver Ford text line if you've ever heard the name McCorkle before Mac McCorkle freaking Jones.
Michael McCorkle Jones, the full name. Well, Michael McCorkle, he is on the move. He is going to be with the Jacksonville Jaguars. And boy, I was looking at it this morning. Speaking of the Jaguars, their starting quarterback, Trevor Lawrence, he is the last bastion of hope for that 2021 draft class. Because within that first round, you had Trevor Lawrence, number one overall, Zach Wilson, number two overall, Trey Lance, third overall, Justin Fields at 11th overall, and the reports are looking like he might be taking the same route as Mac Jones, where he goes to be a backup somewhere. Like, his trade market has just plummeted over the last few months. And now Mac Jones, the 15th overall pick to the Patriots. That is terrible. Like, four misses in the first 15 picks of quarterbacks. And Trevor Lawrence is on thin ice probably going into this year, too. I mean, the way that their season ended, he has his flashes. And, yeah, he is clearly the best out of all those guys and can, you know, whip that ball in there. But Mac Jones going back home, McCorkle, to back up Trevor Lawrence for a, what was it, a sixth-round pick? Is that what I've been hearing in the updates?
A sixth-round pick. Basically nothing. The fact that they were able to get something for him, I think we heard they weren't going to get more than a fifth-round pick for him. I guess that's a win for New England, right?
Yeah, I guess. Well, you get rid of McCorkle Jones.
But they took him with the 15th pick in the 2021 draft. So just because he had a good year out of Alabama. I guess, seriously, having one good season at Alabama as a quarterback will get you in the first round in the NFL draft, which, in my opinion, is stupid because there are so many better Pac-12 quarterbacks in the NFL. There's so many more in the NFL. Yeah, the SEC has a ton of football players, ton of dudes, defense, offensive line, tight ends, wide receivers, skill positions. Yes, but when it comes to quarterback, teams got to look at that Pac-12, man. Aaron Rodgers, all the way back from Cal. Like, there's just so many good names at the quarterback position from the Pac-12 as compared to the SEC. And you just think of the younger guys, like all the ones you just listed, then Bryce Young thrown in there too, another guy from Alabama. It's just a mess.
How about this? We talked about Jerry Jeudy in that first segment. Jerry Jeudy, 2020 draft from Alabama, 15th overall. Mac Jones, 2021 NFL draft from Alabama, 15th overall. So in basically 24 hours, back-to-back Bama busts get traded to a new home.
I mean,
the jury's still out on Jerry, but... Yeah.
He's only 24, and that is so young as a wide receiver in the NFL.
I mean, Mac Jones, your chances of a starting quarterback job in the NFL are basically done at this point, unless you somehow become like a Geno Smith and you're able to find your way onto a team in 6 years. And then it's like, oh, hell, Mac Jones, he looks a hell of a lot better now. But I doubt that.
Well, maybe if he could get rid of the ball just a little bit faster. No, I can't stand watching Mac Jones play. Hopefully I never have to see him grace an NFL field again.
Maybe if he went by McCorkle and, you know, just had a little bit of put his pride aside and his ego and just embraced the McCorkle in him, that he would have been able to play a little bit looser.
And this is big
and not try to be so cool with a name like Mac
from Alabama. Mac from Alabama.
That's way too.
Hi, Mac.
That's way too much pressure you're putting on yourself to be called Mac Jones. Who? Mac Jones.
Well, and another big part of this story too is the fact that with this move, New England is officially signifying that they are moving on. And I don't think they're just going to hand the reins to Bailey freaking Zappi. They're taking a quarterback. It's going to be a big one. One of the first three or four available, whether or not they want to try to trade up to get somebody else. They don't have to. They can just let somebody fall to them since they've got such a high pick. But this officially now starts the new quarterback era under Gerard Mayo in New England. It's going to be tasty in 2024.
Yeah, you wonder if they will just stand pat at third overall. You see what I did there?
Ah, God, the dad joke. Dude, every segment today.
It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad this morning.
We're nailing it down. Like, it's seriously, we are aging by the minute.
But
nailing that down.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see if they stay at three or if they want to move themselves up to the second overall pick, because that's what happens too, is teams wonder. It's like, oh, well, we really like Drake May and we don't want Washington to grab them at two. Am I spacing? Is Washington's got the two overall pick? Did I get that wrong?
No, you did not get that wrong.
Like, maybe they love Jaden Daniels and they feel like he will be there at three, or they love him so much that they want to make sure they grab him and they give up a few extra picks to go ahead of Washington for that number two overall pick. But yeah, you're right, Jordan. I think this is, I don't think that the Patriots are going to go the veteran quarterback route here. I think that they're going to, with a new coach, new head coach, new regime, essentially, new coaching staff, they're going to want to start fresh with a new, young, rookie quarterback.
And don't do the Marvin Harrison Jr. route. Don't do it. It's stupid in New England. You're a cold weather team. You don't need a wide receiver. You need a quarterback.
The Patriots, they need a lot. They need a lot, but they definitely need a quarterback and a franchise quarterback. It's funny, but both those teams in the top three, the Bears and the Patriots, they take quarterbacks a few years ago in the 2021 draft, and now here they are again at the top of the draft looking for a quarterback yet again. All right, it's never too early for college football. Top 10 starters in the college football 2024 season. Already they're making the list on ESPN. But there's someone interesting at the top that we need to make note of. We do that next here, Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Sunday with Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
ESPN already putting out college football rankings of top quarterbacks. And this is fun to go through because there is actually quite a few quarterbacks on this list that we'll want to keep our eye on here in the Pacific Northwest and the West Coast. And it just kills me, too, because it's like, oh, yeah, we should care about these. But, oh, wait, we're probably not going to care about them as less because the Pac-12 is dead next year and no longer a thing.
So I was just making points about Pac-12 quarterbacks, and now I've got to start to get ready for the Big Ten life.
Got to be a Big Ten honk. Got to start repping that Big Ten, baby.
I already saw Tesla out on the road. Credit to them for getting it early. Their duck license plate says BIGDUX, Big Ducks. Like, they got that in, like, early.
Well, so, I don't know if that was more so for the Big Ten or the play on words of big.
Well, they did it. They spelled Big Ten B1G.
Wait, it said Big Ten Ducks?
No. They did the Big Ten. You can do the Big Ten
B1G. Okay.
So they didn't do B-I-G. They did B1G-D-U-X. So
I got you.
I don't think they're as egotistical about their but maybe they are, and I just missed the joke.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Respectable. This top 10 list, it has some interesting names on it. I'll just run through it real quick. At 10, they've got Cam Ward at Miami.
I love that.
The top 10 college football quarterbacks in 2024. Prayers for him, man. Prayers for him in Miami with Mario Cristobal, and they actually take advantage of him and his talent.
Now they're just going to run the ball.
Especially when they don't need to, and then fumble, and then lose a game. Number 9, Cam Rising, Utah. He did not play at all last year. Coming back for what seems like his 8th year in college. That will be fun to watch him in essentially his final year at Utah because, yeah, as mentioned, didn't play last year and they still had a damn good year and they'll be in the Big 12 next year. But I think for a while there's going to be this whole like holding on to the nostalgia with some of these teams where we care about them. And Utah is going to be one of those where we look over at them, what they're doing in the Big 12, some of us rooting for them to, you know, basically, like, I feel like there will still be some of that. Like, we're going to root for these teams.
Yeah.
when they go to their new conference. I never rooted for them in the Pac-12 because I don't root for the teams that are in my conference. I root for my team. I feel like that's a pretty, you know, common sense mindset to have, that I want my team to win and I don't really care about the other teams. I don't know. Crazy.
I think we all like to see good players succeed, though, right? As long as they're not like the villain, you know, like a Tom Brady, or like, in, you know, like, I don't want to see Dylan Brooks succeed even as a former Duck. He's turned into an absolute jerk. But more often than not, along with Dylan Gabriel, guys like Cam Rising, guys like Cam Ward, that I kind of feel like are now being exposed around to the national media after we've seen them here on the West Coast and in the PNW, and, you know, now they're getting more eyes on them. That's what I'm saying. I love this. And to see these guys that we've been familiar with, now the national media and the rest of college sports fandom is getting familiar with it, it's definitely a good thing. Once again, a lot of these guys are probably going to end up in the NFL, Joe.
Yes, and this next one might as well, too. Your boy, Shedeur Sanders.
Oh, he is not my boy.
Yeah, you say all the time before every show.
Love me some Shedeur.
Like, dude, did you see what Shedeur did yesterday?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally. No, more so like, did you say, I love what Deion Sanders is doing at Colorado. I don't necessarily love the attitude that his sons have, especially, yes, the NIL world is great. I love guys being able to earn their money. They need that bag. They're getting billions for these schools. But
fired that one off. My bad.
You're good. But like, no breaking news, right?
No.
But there is a point where you really do need to put your nose to the grindstone. I, in my opinion, don't feel like he does that enough. Shedeur specifically.
He does like to go to fashion shows though, and walk the runway.
You are not a star yet, kid. There is no reason that like you should be doing this. You are more Deion's kid right now, I feel like, than you are Shedeur Sanders. And if Deion didn't just hop to Colorado, you wouldn't necessarily be getting any of those deals. So stay a little humble. Remember where you started. And go out there and freaking play, please.
Shedeur Sanders is at number 8 on this list. You got Jalen Daniels from Kansas, number 7. Jackson Dart, Ole Miss, at number 6. Number 5, Noah Fifita, Arizona.
He's so good.
He is pretty damn good.
It's like he should be up higher on this list, but it's kind of hard with the names that you see. But I don't know. I personally feel like he should be over the next guy that you're going to bring up on this list.
Next guy on this list, Jalen Milroe, number 4.
Really, though?
Let a naysayer know, Jordan.
It's just that he didn't have a great beginning to the season. He did end up settling in, but I do feel like we're going with this Alabama quarterback moniker again. I mean, it's going to be really interesting to see if he can repeat the same success. Like, just having 3,000 passing yards and 23, 24 touchdowns passing under Kalen DeBoer will be a win after doing that with Nick Saban. So can he, you know, take the shifting landscape in Alabama and just go forward without Saban calling the plays or really setting the regime? We don't know. Look at what Bryce Young's been. He's been crap. Jalen Hurts has been good, then he's been bad. Look where McCorkle just ended up. After a first-round 15th overall, he gets traded for a 6th round. 4 years later, not every Alabama quarterback is amazing. So yeah, I at least feel like Jalen should be below Noah Fifita.
McCorkle
Jones.
All right, these last couple, so Noah Fifita 5, number 4, Jalen Milroe at Alabama, as we said, number 3, Quinn Ewers, and we'll even see if he finishes the season as the starter, because Arch Manning, he's focusing on the field and not video games. That's not good news for the rest of the country right there. We'll get into that later. But number 2, Dylan Gabriel of your Oregon Ducks, our Oregon Ducks. He is number 2 on the top 10 college football quarterbacks of 2024. They put Carson Beck number 1, Georgia, as the number 1 quarterback. I mean, I was surprised, not going to lie, that they're giving him this much preseason love already above guys like Quinn Ewers, Jalen Milroe, who are in the college football playoffs. I mean, even Jackson Dart, Ole Miss. I mean, the fact that they got Dylan Gabriel, number 2, it caught me off guard. I mean, I don't. It's not like I don't believe in that. Dylan Gabriel had a fantastic year last year at Oklahoma, and he has, what did it say? He has 14,865 passing yards, needs only 4,353. I say only, I mean, that's a lot, but if he passes for over 4,353 yards next year, he will set the college football record for passing yards in a career, passing Case Keenum's record of 19,217. But man, the Ducks, that has got to make you feel good if you're a Ducks fan. That ESPN is already ranking your transfer quarterback, Dylan Gabriel, as the number two quarterback in college football before the season started.
Well
before the season has started.
We know why we're here. We know that Lanning has implemented probably the best recruiting culture shift, I think, at any program in college football history. The Ducks, in the last 4 years, were kind of like, they're getting there. They've built on what Mario and Willie screwed up. And before that, Helfrich, the empty cupboard that he left, and Chip not wanting to recruit. They've built off of some broken years, and now they are literally, in the last three seasons, have vaulted to like near the top of college football recruiting, not just because of the Ducks on the field and the money that goes into their program from Uncle Phil, but because of who Dan Lanning is. And just think, 2 years ago, Joe, as a fellow Duck fan, you and I were scared about seeing Bo Nix over Ty Thompson on the field, right? This reclamation project ended up being the best quarterback in Ducks history, and now another transfer guy coming in the same fashion, except, oh no, he didn't have two down years for Auburn. He's been really good his whole career for Oklahoma. So, frankly, I mean, maybe I'm just getting a little biased in my own britches here. I'm surprised that he is not top of the list for ESPN quarterbacks in 2024. Dylan's going to be good. With all those weapons, he's going to be good.
Yeah, it caught me off guard that they put Carson Beck number one. I thought they might have put, like, Ewers as number one. But again, you got to be feeling good with Dylan Gabriel as the number two quarterback.
Beck is good,
on
though.
This list.
I'm going to try. I mean, I don't like him as much, but yeah, he's all right. I'd say
this
he's.
This is breaking news.
We actually do have breaking news now. Yeah.
All right. Late on it.
I actually just wanted to make up for my mistake of hitting that sounder initially. Super random, but Fletcher Cox has retired from the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh. Big loss for them.
Huge breaking news, dude.
Big loss. I'll put that right in my update.
I've redeemed myself by hitting that sounder incorrectly 5 minutes ago.
You know, Joe, eventually, at some point, maybe hopefully when you do hit that sounder, it will mean that Portland's getting a baseball team someday.
Dude,
I'll just
pray.
Hold that up.
I pray. Yeah, I'm looking at the drops page here on Primetime. It's got some good ones.
Do you believe?
Yeah. I do believe Shador is number eight in the country as far as best quarterbacks go.
I'm going to go to that lake.
All right, Scoot.
Oh, God.
How about you go to that basket?
All right. We're going to take a break here. Again, I want to get to these two running backs. Who would you rather have? Two biggest enemies in college sports right now, and then ESPN media, NBA media is already trying to make moves happen. And it's way too early to even talk about it. We get to that next. Hour number two, Sports Sunday coming up right here, 1080 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're listening to Sports Sunday with Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
ESPN already putting out college football rankings of top quarterbacks, and this is fun to go through because there is actually quite a few quarterbacks on this list that we'll want to keep our eye on here in the Pacific Northwest and the West Coast. And it just kills me, too, because it's like, oh, yeah, we should care about these. But, oh, wait, we're probably not going to care about them as less because the Pac-12 is dead next year and no longer a thing.
So. I was just making points about Pac-12 quarterbacks, and now I've got to start to get ready for the Big Ten life.
Got to be a Big Ten honk. Got to start repping that Big Ten, baby.
I already saw Tesla out on the road. Credit to them for getting it early. Their duck license plate says B-I-G-D-U-X, Big Ducks. Like, they got that in, like, early.
Well, so, I don't know if that was more so for the Big Ten or the play on words of big.
Well, they did it. They spelled Big Ten B1G.
Wait, it said Big Ten Ducks?
No. They did the Big Ten. You can do the Big Ten
B1G. Okay.
So they didn't do B-I-G. They did B1G-D-U-X. So
I got you.
I don't think they're as egotistical about their but maybe they are, and I just missed the joke.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Respectable. This top 10 list, it has some interesting names on it. I'll just run through it real quick. At 10, they've got Cam Ward at Miami.
I love that.
The top 10 college football quarterbacks in 2024. Prayers for him, man. Prayers for him in Miami with Mario Cristobal, and they actually take advantage of him and his talent.
Now they're just going to run the ball.
Especially when they don't need to, and then fumble, and then lose a game. Number 9, Cam Rising, Utah. He did not play at all last year. Coming back for what seems like his 8th year in college. That will be fun to watch him in essentially his final year at Utah. Because, yeah, as mentioned, he didn't play last year, and they still had a damn good year. And they'll be in the Big 12 next year. But I think for a while there's going to be this whole like holding on to the nostalgia with some of these teams where we care about them. And Utah is going to be one of those where we look over at them, what they're doing in the Big 12. Some of us rooting for them basically like I feel like there will still be some of that. Like we're going to root for these teams.
Yeah.
When they go to their new conference. I never rooted for them in the Pac-12 because I don't root for the teams that are in my conference. I root for my team. I feel like that's a pretty common sense mindset to have that I want my team to win and I don't really care about the other teams. I don't know. Crazy.
I think we all like to see good players succeed, though, right? As long as they're not like the villain, you know, like a Tom Brady or like, I don't want to see Dylan Brooks succeed even as a former Duck. He's turned into an absolute jerk. But more often than not, along with Dylan Gabriel, guys like Cam Rising, guys like Cam Ward, that I kind of feel like are now being exposed around to the national media after we've seen them here on the West Coast and in the PNW, and you know now they're getting more eyes on them. That's what I'm saying. I love this, and to see these guys that we've been familiar with now, the national media and the rest of college sports fandom is getting familiar with it. It's definitely a good thing. Once again, a lot of these guys are probably going to end up in the NFL, Joe.
Yes, and this next one might as well too. Your boy, Shedeur Sanders.
Oh, he is not my boy.
Yeah, you say all the time before every show.
Love me some Shedeur.
Like, dude, did you see what Shedeur did yesterday?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally. No, more so like, did you say? I love what Deion Sanders is doing at Colorado. I don't necessarily love the attitude that his sons have, especially, yes, the NIL world is great. I love guys being able to earn their money. They need that bag. They're getting billions for these schools. But
fired that one off. My bad.
You're good. But like, no breaking news, right?
No.
But there is a point where you really do need to put your nose to the grindstone. I, in my opinion, don't feel like he does that enough. Shedeur specifically.
He does like to go to fashion shows though. And walk the runway.
You are not a star yet, kid. There is no reason that like you should be doing this. You are more Deion's kid right now, I feel like, than you are Shedeur Sanders. And if Deion didn't just hop to Colorado, you wouldn't necessarily be getting any of those deals. So stay a little humble, remember where you started, and go out there and freaking play, please.
Shedeur Sanders is number 8 on this list. You got Jalen Daniels from Kansas, number 7. Jackson Dart, Ole Miss at number 6. Number 5, Noah Fifita, Arizona.
He's so good.
He is pretty damn good.
It's like he should be up higher on this list, but it's kind of hard with the names that you see. But I don't know. I personally feel like he should be over the next guy that you're going to bring up on this list.
Next guy on this list, Jalen Milroe, number 4.
Really, though?
Let a naysayer know, Jordan.
It's just that he didn't have a great beginning to the season. He did end up settling in, but I do feel like we're going with this Alabama quarterback moniker again. I mean, it's going to be really interesting to see if he can repeat the same success. Like, just having 3,000 passing yards and 23, 24 touchdowns passing under Kalen DeBoer will be a win after doing that with Nick Saban. So can he, you know, take the shifting landscape in Alabama and just go forward without Saban calling the plays or really setting the regime? We don't know. Look at what Bryce Young's been. He's been crap. Jalen Hurts has been good, then he's been bad. Look where McCorkle just ended up. After a first-round 15th overall, he gets traded for a 6th round. 4 years later, not every Alabama quarterback is amazing. So yeah, I at least feel like Jalen should be below Noah Fifita.
McCorkle
Jones.
All right, these last couple, so Noah Fifita 5, number 4, Jalen Milroe at Alabama, as we said, number 3, Quinn Ewers, and we'll even see if he finishes the season as the starter, because Arch Manning, he's focusing on the field and not video games. That's not good news for the rest of the country right there. We'll get into that later. But number 2, Dylan Gabriel of your Oregon Ducks, our Oregon Ducks. He is number 2 on the top 10 college football quarterbacks of 2024. They put Carson Beck, number 1, Georgia, as the number 1 quarterback. I mean, I was surprised, not going to lie, that they're giving him this much preseason love already above guys like Quinn Ewers, Jalen Milroe, who are in the college football playoffs. I mean, even Jackson Dart, Ole Miss. I mean, the fact that they got Dylan Gabriel, number 2, it caught me off guard. I mean, I don't. It's not like I don't believe in that. Dylan Gabriel had a fantastic year last year at Oklahoma, and he has, what did it say? He has 14,865 passing yards, needs only 4,353. I say only, I mean, that's a lot, but if he passes for over 4,353 yards next year, he will set the college football record for passing yards in a career, passing Case Keenum's record of 19,217. But man, the Ducks, that has got to make you feel good if you're a Ducks fan, that ESPN is already ranking your transfer quarterback, Dylan Gabriel, as the number 2 quarterback in college football before the season started. Well before the season started.
We know why we're here. We know that Lanning has implemented probably the best recruiting culture shift, I think, at any program in college football history. The Ducks, in the last 4 years, were kind of like, they're getting there. They've built on what Mario and Willie screwed up. And before that, Helfrich, the empty cupboard that he left, and Chip not wanting to recruit. They've built off of some broken years, and now they are literally, in the last 3 seasons, have vaulted to like near the top of college football recruiting, not just because of the Ducks on the field and the money that goes into their program from Uncle Phil, but because of who Dan Lanning is. And just think, 2 years ago, Joe, as a fellow Duck fan, you and I were scared about seeing Bo Nix over Ty Thompson on the field, right? This reclamation project ended up being the best quarterback in Ducks history, and now another transfer guy coming in the same fashion, except, oh no, he didn't have 2 down years for Auburn. He's been really good his whole career for Oklahoma. So, frankly, I mean, maybe I'm just getting a little biased in my own britches here. I'm surprised that he is not top of the list for ESPN quarterbacks in 2024. Dylan's going to be good. With all those weapons, he's going to be good.
Yeah, it caught me off guard that they put Carson Beck number 1. I thought they might have put, like, Ewers as number 1. But again, you got to be feeling good with Dylan Gabriel as the number 2 quarterback.
Beck is good,
on
though.
This list.
I'm going to try. I mean, I don't like him as much, but yeah, he's all right. I'd say
this
he's.
This is breaking news.
We do actually do have breaking
Ooh.
News. Yeah.
All right. Late on it.
I actually just wanted to make up for my mistake of hitting that sounder initially. Super random, but Fletcher Cox has retired from the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, Big loss for them.
Huge breaking news, dude.
Big loss. I'll put that right in my update.
I've redeemed myself by hitting that sounder incorrectly 5 minutes ago.
You know, Joe, eventually, at some point, maybe hopefully when you do hit that sounder, it will mean that Portland's getting a baseball team someday.
Dude, I'll just
hold that up.
I pray. I'm looking at the drops page here on Primetime. It's got some good ones.
Do you believe?
Yeah, I do. I do believe Shador is number 8 in the country as far as best quarterbacks go.
I'm going to go to that lake.
All right, Scoot.
Oh, God.
How about you go to that basket?
All right. We're going to take a break here. Again, I want to get to these two running backs. Who would you rather have? Two biggest enemies in college sports right now, and then ESPN media, NBA media is already trying to make moves happen, and it's way too early to even talk about it. We get to that next. Hour number two, Sports Sunday coming up right here, 1080 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.